You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today we're talking about planning a dog-safe tailgate party. What to make, what to buy, and how to make the most out of your time outside with your pups. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish. Well, it's officially football season, and the fall weather is perfect for bringing your furry friends to join you at your football tailgate. While bringing your dog to hang out with you and your friends while you tailgate is a great idea and tons of fun, there are a few things you need to consider to make it an enjoyable experience for all. I'll take you through some tips and tricks to make sure you plan the perfect party. Then I'll share some yummy recipes for treats both you and your pups can enjoy. Okay, the first step to successful tailgating with man's best friend is to do some research and make a plan. Wherever you and your friends decide to set up will definitely need to be dog friendly. Make sure you check with the appropriate authorities to make sure your pooch is welcome and you won't be asked to leave. If you're tailgating at a college or professional sports venue, just make sure to check out their pet policy. Most likely, they'll say it's okay as long as your dog is leashed. Also, check to see if they anticipate any loud noises such as fireworks. If so, you'll want to make sure you know ahead of time so you can make plans to take him or her home during this time. As we all know, loud noises are extremely frightening to dogs' sensitive ears and can actually cause them to bolt if they get spooked. The last thing you want to do is chase after your pup in the middle of large crowds. So just be safe and do your research ahead of time. Once you do your research, go ahead and make a plan. Be sure to check with your friends who will be attending the tailgate. If they plan on bringing their dogs, just make sure everyone has met ahead of time and gets along. You don't want to introduce your dogs to each other for the first time during a tailgate party. It's best to do introductions ahead of time when there isn't so much going on. Also, make sure your pup has the personality to handle being around so many people at once. If your dog has a large personality, he or she should be fine. But if he or she is the shy type and is easily spooked by new people, don't take the chance. You can certainly work up to it, but it needs to be a gradual process. Also, make sure you let people know ahead of time that your dog will be joining the party. You'll want people to be aware and know of any dietary restrictions and/or allergies. Politely let people know that your dog doesn't eat everything that will be served at the tailgate. You can offer to bring all of the dog-friendly snacks or team up with other dog parents to bring goodies for the furry tailgaters. Okay, so what should you bring? Be sure to bring everything you might need to make your pup comfortable for the day. Make sure your dog is wearing his or her collar with up-to-date tags. And bring a serving of their food, plenty of water, treats of course, right? Their favorite toys or tennis balls, their favorite blanket or bed, and their crate or carrier if they feel safe in there, just in case they look like they need to escape the chaos. And last but not least, make sure you bring poop bags. Also consider bringing items that you may or may not use, but that are good to have just in case. Citronella candle in case bugs are out. Clean towels. First aid items like hydrogen peroxide to clean out cuts or wounds. Bandages. Baby wipes are always good to have on hand. And also be sure to keep your vet's information just in case there is an emergency. The best way to avoid an emergency is to make sure your pup stays far away from gas and charcoal grills. Anything with a flame should be kept far away from your dog. A few other tips to make sure your tailgate is enjoyable for everyone, including Fido. Keep alcohol away from your dog and be sure to explain to others that your dog is not to have anything that contains alcohol. Alcoholic beverages are extremely dangerous to dogs and can make them very, very sick. Their children play nicely with your dog and they don't roughhouse too much. Also, ask them to speak with their children about not giving your pup food. You should be the only person giving your dog snacks. Speaking of snacks, is this a good time to start talking about food? I think so. So let's get to the good stuff and discuss the edible goodies you should pack for your tailgate. As I'm sure you know, tailgates are usually full of not the most healthy foods, such as potato chips, dips, hamburgers, hot dogs, and sweets. While meats are good for dogs, giving your dog a hot dog or hamburger is really not the best idea. Actually, it's a very bad idea. You can feel free to share a tiny piece of grilled hamburger, plain and without any condiments or toppings. For example, if you put onion on your burger, that would not be a good thing to share with your pup. If you need a full list of what not to feed your dog, go ahead and tune into episode 1 of The Doggy Dish. You'll learn what's safe and what's not so safe to feed Fido. What about some easy snacks you can bring for both humans and furry ones to enjoy? There are tons of yummy and tasty foods that can be enjoyed by everyone. Consider bringing a dog-friendly fruit salad. Some of the fruits that are safe for dogs are strawberries, blueberries, certain melons, apples, and bananas. You can also make a healthy yogurt dip for your fruit, and I'll share some recipes for that later in the show. Now, what about veggies? Are you that person who likes to bring a healthy veggie tray to your tailgate? If so, you're in luck because dogs can have a lot of the veggies you probably already include. Carrots, celery, broccoli, and squash are all really healthy for dogs. Stay away from the creamy mayonnaise-based dips, though. They're really fattening and they're not healthy for dogs. Instead, you can consider having some creamy, low-fat peanut butter on hand for your pups to use as a dip. Those little snack packs of peanut butter make it really easy to pack in a lunchbox or a cooler. Another ready-made snack is air-popped popcorn. Stay away from the buttery and cheesy kind and stick with plain unsalted popcorn for a healthy tailgate snack. You can also consider a couple of other easy snacks to pack, like low-fat cheese and hard-boiled eggs. Your pup stays away from the deviled eggs, though. While tasty, these can make a dog pretty sick because of all of the fattening stuff that goes into making them. They will be very tempted by them, trust me. My pup Sadie stole a few deviled eggs recently, and she loved them. Now, every time I make them for a party, she eyes them even more than she did before she tasted them. So just be careful with that. Plain, hard-boiled eggs are best. All right, well, we're going to take a short break and return after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a 4-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises as a method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Jody Miller-Young from Bark and Swagger. Tune in for everything pet fashion and more, from fashion tips and runway trends, products and designs I love, to fabulous home decor for your furry friend. You'll find it all here. Be the first to discover the new. So what are you waiting for? Find me on Pet Life Radio. And remember, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Today we're talking about dog-friendly tailgating. Since it has the word tail in it, we just have to invite our furry friends, right? Now, before the break, we went through the steps you can take to make sure you're adequately prepared to take your dog to your next tailgate. You want to make sure you do your research and find a spot that is dog-friendly. Keeping your pup on their leash is a good idea since they'll be in an unfamiliar territory. Also, having a spot for them to take a timeout and rest is always a good idea. If they feel really comfortable in their crate, then bring it and keep it in your vehicle. You can always put them in there with the AC running if they need to take a break. Of course, never leave your pup and go back to the tailgate, especially if he or she is frightened. We also discussed what you should bring to make sure your dog is comfortable. Toys, treats, water, their food, their bed or blanket, make sure you have poop bags on hand, and any doggy first aid items are all good things to pack when tailgating with your furry kid. Okay, now that we've recapped, let's talk about some recipes that will be perfect for a little football fun outside. Usually some type of grill at tailgates, right? Well, consider bringing plain chicken breast and throwing it on the grill. Both you and your pup can enjoy a little bit of plain chicken without any seasoning or sauce. Of course, you may want to dip your chicken in some barbecue sauce, but definitely leave that off your pup's portion. Sauces usually contain sugar and/or salt and other stuff that isn't good for your dog's digestive system. So be safe and stick with plain chicken breast. And while the grill is fired up, go ahead and throw some squash on there too. Dogs love squash, and who doesn't love grilled veggies? Now there's something else you can do with chicken, and you can do this ahead of time. You'll need boneless, skinless chicken breast. If you have a meat slicer, that's great. But if not, you'll need a sharp knife. You'll also need to use your oven preheated to 160 degrees, or if you have a food dehydrator, or sometimes they are called jerky makers, that is even better. You'll start out by washing the chicken and removing any of the excess pieces of fat. Pat the chicken dry and then place the pieces of chicken in the freezer for about an hour. Working with frozen chicken is much easier. Now, after they've been in the freezer for about an hour, take them out and start your slicing. If you have a meat slicer, that will be easiest to use. If not, you'll want to slice your chicken breast from top to bottom. The slices should be about a quarter inch thick. Be careful and watch your fingers. It might be a good idea to invest in some cut-resistant gloves. I found mine on Amazon for pretty cheap. Now, if you're using your oven, you'll place the pieces of chicken on the rack and then close the oven. This process will take about 4 to 6 hours. Be sure to flip the chicken about halfway through. Now, if you're using your food dehydrator, you can place the chicken directly on the trays, making sure they don't touch. Set your dehydrator to 160 degrees and close it. Some dehydrators have timers and auto shut off, and some do not. So if not, go ahead and set a timer for about 3 to 4 hours. When your timer goes off, you can check the chicken, and it may be soft, and that's okay. Now, if you think your dog will like softer jerky, go ahead and take them out. If not, you can keep them in for a little longer, maybe another hour, until they're really dried out. This will make them stiff and not as easily chewed. It's up to you and your pup. Once your jerky is done, you can place it in a plastic bag and keep it in the fridge until you're ready to pack up for your tailgate. Now, do you like potato salad to take to your tailgate? You definitely don't want to share potato salad with your pup. But a great alternative is another type of potato, the sweet potato. And as I've mentioned during earlier episodes, sweet potatoes are loaded with fiber, vitamin C, and beta carotene. You can do a couple of different things with a sweet potato. You can cut it into cubes and then sprinkle with just a tad of cinnamon. Bake it for 15 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Or you can slice the sweet potato and dehydrate it into chips for a crunchy snack. Either way, your dog will love it and won't feel left out when you're chowing down on your potato salad. Be sure to pack your sweet potato snacks in a Ziploc bag. If you have leftovers after the tailgate, which you probably won't, you can store them in the refrigerator for about a week. Now, earlier I mentioned fruits and veggies. A dog-friendly fruit salad is sure to be a big hit at any tailgate. Everyone loves to munch on refreshing fruit while they're spending time outside. Some of the fruits that are safe for dogs are strawberries, blueberries, certain melons, apples, and bananas. You can also make a healthy yogurt dip for your fruit. You'll take 2 cups of plain non-fat yogurt. I like to use Greek yogurt. Add 1/4 cup of honey to the yogurt and mix. Then take a pinch of cinnamon and mix it in. You'll have yourself a tasty and healthy fruit dip that is also safe for dogs. Now you can consider using local honey to make it even healthier and to help with allergies. Well, we are out of time, and we'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. I post all of the recipes mentioned on there, so feel free to follow along. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.